Chapter 11. The Big Day Arrives. Finally, the day of the Olympic gymnastics competitions arrives. In the end, Becky is competing too. Amanda, one of the girls in our team, fell and broke her leg. So Becky has got an opportunity to participate. I don't sleep well the night before because I'm very nervous. Our last days of training were good, but you can be easily disappointed in the real competition. It's so easy to make a mistake. You can suddenly forget the routine. You can lose your balance, or worse, you can fall. All those years of training can be lost in a second. We arrive at the stadium and enter from a back entrance, so at first I'm not prepared for the sight. The audience applauds loudly as we come out onto the benches and join the other competitors. I can't believe how many people there are. I've participated in many competitions before, but I've never seen an audience as large as this one. Gymnastics is one of the most popular spectator sports in the Summer Olympic Games. The first gymnastics competitions are the team competitions. These determine which ones go to the finals. 5 of the 6 gymnasts in each team compete, and the top 4 results are counted. These competitions also determine which individual gymnasts advance to the finals, so I have to succeed both for my team and for myself. It's much easier to do your routines if you're part of a team. I'm the 3rd gymnast, so when it's my turn, I'm prepared and I do well. We all do well. In fact, we reach the finals. And of course, so does the French team. Monique, Estelle's trainer, isn't there to support her, but Estelle is wonderful as usual. And best of all, I also get to the individual finals. The team finals are the next day. 8 teams are competing. For the final, each country chooses 3 gymnasts to represent it on each piece of apparatus. All 3 results are counted, and the team with the highest results wins the gold medal. I'm chosen as one of the 3 gymnasts for our team. I'm the last one to perform. The 2 girls before me do a wonderful job, and now it's my turn. If I succeed, we can win. If I fail, we'll lose because of me. I decide to take Andrew's advice. I just think of him and my parents, and it works. In my mind, no one else is in the stadium, and I'm just doing my routines for Andrew and my parents. I feel much stronger. I start on the vault. It goes well, the same as it does in training. Then I go on the bars. In the middle, I lose my balance a little and I hear the disappointment from the audience. I lose my confidence for a second, but it soon returns. My last routine is on the beam, and that goes beautifully. After I finish, the French team comes on. Estelle is also 3rd. The 2 girls before her do very well, and the French spectators applaud loudly. Then Estelle comes out. Her routines are perfect. She doesn't do anything wrong. I'm very worried. Our team might lose because of me. We wait impatiently for the results. Our entire team is holding hands. Ben and the other trainers are trying not to look too nervous. After what seems like an eternity, the results finally appear in front of our eyes. The scores are very close, but there's only one winning team. My dream has come true. We are the winners of the women's gymnastics team finals. I feel very proud as I stand on the Olympic winners' podium with the other members of my team. Our captain is given the gold medal and she holds it high for everyone to see. There is loud applause from the British spectators. We're all so happy. The French team comes 2nd. We all shake hands and talk about how close the competition was, but you can see how disappointed they are. The competition isn't finished. Now the hardest part begins. I have to compete in the individual gymnastics competition, and my greatest opponent is, of course, Estelle. Estelle is first. She's absolutely brilliant. Monique chose some amazing music for her floor routine, and it really suits her. She makes one small mistake on the bars, but she's a real professional, and most of the spectators don't even notice. She finishes with a result of 37.087. You can't do much better than that. But I want to win, so I have to do better. I watch each gymnast carefully and try even now to learn something to improve my routine. I'm the last gymnast. It's my turn. Estelle's result is still the highest. As we thought, the real competition is between Estelle and me. The presenter calls my name. And now, Kate Armstrong from Great Britain. I stand up and wait for a second. Then the music begins and I'm doing my routines. To tell you the truth, I don't remember anything of those crucial minutes of my life. I just do the best I can. I think about nothing. I finish my routine and I go and sit down in my place. Ben comes to talk to me. I'm in my own world, far, far away. I don't hear him. I just sit there and wait for the results. The time passes very slowly. Every minute seems like an hour. Finally, we see the scores in front of us. Vault, 9.375. Bar, 9.575. And floor, an incredible 9.712. That is a total of 38.387. Wait a minute, I think to myself. That's 1.3 points more than Estelle's final score. I can't believe my eyes. For a moment, I think I'm dreaming. But there's no mistake. The results are right there before us. Suddenly, I feel a hand on my back and I immediately return to reality. It's Ben. Congratulations, Kate, he says, with an enormous smile on his face. I knew you could do it. It's true. I've done it. I've won the gold medal. Here I am on the podium again. I'm getting the gold medal. But this time I'm the only one. I listen to the British national anthem. They are playing it for me and only me. My parents and Andrew were sitting close to the podium, and Andrew is shouting louder than everyone else. And then I look down and I see Estelle. Estelle's also standing on the podium, but below me. She's the silver medalist. She looks at me and smiles. And I think, Estelle's a winner too, but this is my moment. I am the champion.